Oh, hi, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello, sir. My name is Walter. Sir, this is not a sales call. We are calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in your area of Texas. Again, this is not a sales call. Do you have 2 minutes to share?
Sure.
Okay. Are you registered to vote at this address in Texas?
What address?
Are you registered to vote in Texas?
In Texas. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat and a Republican and independent or something else?
Probably a Democrat.
Democrat? Okay. And there's a Democrat primary election coming up soon in March for U.S. Senate between congressmen calling Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz. And for local offices like state legislature, will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote, or wait until November to vote in the general election?
Definitely.
Okay. Next, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organization. Here's the first one. Okay, I'll start with Elizabeth Gainsburg. Are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or you just don't know?
I don't know.
Okay. What do you think about Joe Biden?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat? Okay. What about Victoria Neve?
I don't know.
Okay. Ron Kirk? We'll say it's...
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know as well. Okay. What about calling Allred?
Probably somewhat favorable.
Somewhat? Okay, no worries. And what about Jasmine Steinman?
Can you repeat that one more time?
Yes, Jasmine? Simon?
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. Planet Parenthood? Planned Parenthood? Yeah, okay. And Nathan Johnson?
Favorable.
Okay, good. What about Clay Jenkins?
Favorable.
And Roland Gutierrez will be the last one on this.
The highest one, very favorable.
Great. Okay, so in a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Steinman or Elizabeth Gainsburg, will you vote for if you had to choose today? Jasmine or Elizabeth?
I do not.
Okay.
I do not, no.
And which of the following five issues do you care about the most, which is important, the most important for a Democratic candidate to address? Voting rights, restrictions on voting, election denial and treats or democracy, local control, which means state Republicans preempting local laws and growth control, zoning and worker rights, abortion, Texas law criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedoms, education, governor, a voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teachers' pay, and guns, sensible gun sales law requiring red flag mental background checks and raising the age to 21 for buying assault style weapons. Oh, you just don't know.
Do I have to? Yeah.
Yes.
Remind me, are you saying which one?
Which of the following five issues that I just mentioned to you do you care about the most?
Okay. Yeah, all of them. Or the most? Do you want me to list just one?
Yeah, we got voting rights, we got local control, we got abortion, we got education, and guns.
Yeah. Education.
Education, right. Okay, perfect. So, and what is the next most important issue for you? Now, we'll start with voting rights, which is restrictions on voting, election denial, and treats to Democrats, local control, abortion, or guns. Which one will be the next one most important? Will be in the second place.
Voting rights.
Which one? Overton?
Did you hear me? I said voting rights.
Oh, yeah, voting rights. Okay, so in general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? I will start with one with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party, and two, one who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values, but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-jobs, business-friendly message, or you just don't know. As number three.
The first one,
okay. Now, next, rate of each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Jasmine Simon, leads you to definitely vote for her, or probably vote for her, or does not impact your opinion. And I'll start with Jasmine will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans. Would definitely vote. Probably vote. Does not make any impact to you, or you just don't know?
I just don't know.
All right. Jasmine is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping the House seat blue with Jasmine Simon's common sense problem-solving approach. Do you definitely vote for this one? Probably does not make any impact.
I don't know. Probably, yeah.
I'll continue with the following one. So Jasmine Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration. Will you definitely vote for that? Probably vote, or does not make any impact?
Maybe like a probably.
All right. Jasmine Simon is running to end the Republicans' extreme ban or abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures even when a woman's life is in danger. Will you vote for that? Probably vote, or does not make any impact to you?
Yeah, I vote for that.
You vote for that? Okay. And to continue, in Austin, Jasmine will stand up for local control to keep a big government out for all local communities. Will you vote for that? Probably vote, or does not make any impact?
I would, yes.
Okay. To continue, Jasmine Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedoms, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ+ community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businesses. Will vote for that? Probably vote. Or does not make any impact?
Probably,
okay. Now, Jasmine Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott, yeah, that was one you said probably, okay. Now, Jasmine is a self-made success, the child of immigration parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living the American dream. Will vote for that? Probably. Or does not make any impact?
I will, yeah.
Okay. Jasmine Simon put her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and Gracie. Will you vote for that? Probably vote. Or does not make any impact to you? You will vote. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Jasmine Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against, meritless lawsuits, right? We'll vote for that, probably. It does not make any impact.
Probably.
Okay. Now, Jasmine and her husband have raised their three children in the Park Cities. We'll vote for that. Definitely, probably.
It does not make an impact.
No, okay. Dallas County Judge Claude Jenkins endorses Jasmine Simon because she is the fighter with a broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Mayer in November. We vote for that, probably, or does not make any impact?
Probably.
Okay, Jasmine will work to pass common sense gun reforms like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks. Will you vote for that? Probably, or does not make any impact?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democrat primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee, and it's respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, a longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense, gun safety laws, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on all this information about both Jasmine Simon and Liz Kingsburg, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Ginsburg.
Well, which one you would vote for, Jasmine or Elizabeth?
Elizabeth.
Okay. No, next, as you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidates. Rate each of the following statements about Jasmine Simon and Elizabeth Kingsburg will cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or not matter to you. And I will start with Liz Kingsburg. Kingsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is the only candidate who voted in Republican primary when the Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue. Will vote for that, probably, or does not make any, does not matter to you?
Are you asking, like, does that turn me against her, right?
Yeah, so I guess probably not. Oh, it does not matter?
I would say that would be, like, a bad
thing. Against her.
Yes, that one.
Vote against? Okay. Definitely vote against. So Liz Kingsburg's losing record shows she is not the right Democrat to win HD 108 in 2022. But when other Democrats came within 1% of their Republican opponents, Liz Kingsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer, and there is no reason to believe she is stronger or more viable candidate against the Republican today. Will you vote for that? Against that? Probably vote against. Oh, it does not matter to you.
Probably again.
Okay. So Jasmine Simon is a big money corporate Democrat. It's a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment. Will you vote against that? Probably. Or does not matter to you.
I'll be against.
Okay. And Jasmine's husband is a lawyer too, whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton. Even thought Paxton is a big mega Trump election denier and impeached shit for abuse of power. Will you vote against? Probably vote or do not matter?
Definitely against.
Okay. And last and not least for this part, if Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature. But Liz Kingsburg's losing to Morgan Mayer by a large margin just 2 years ago shows she is not able to bring the change Texas needs. Will you vote against that? Probably, it does not matter.
It doesn't really matter.
Okay. Now we're almost there. To continue, after hearing all this information, which candidate, Liz Kingsburg or Jasmine Simon, will you vote for in the Democratic primary if you had to choose today? Will you choose for Jasmine or Elizabeth?
I don't know.
No, okay, no worries. Now, lastly, having heard all the information at this poll, what will you say if the one most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for? What do you think about this?
Probably abortion.
Abortion?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, just a few questions for classification purposes only. We're almost done. As gender, okay.
Yeah.
And could you please tell me, is your age between 18, 39, 40, 54, 55, 64, or 65 and over?
The first one, the youngest one.
Okay. And what was the last grade you completed in school? 0 to 11, 12, 12 plus, college, graduate degree?
High school.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Progressive.
Progressive. Okay. Which of the following best describes your ethnic or racial background? American, African-American, or Black, Mexican, or Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander, Arab, Muslim, White, Caucasian, or any other?
Asian.
Okay. Well, this concludes all the surveys. Thank you so much for sharing your and answering all the questions, sir. Have a good one. Be safe. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.